Miguel Rodriguez from the coalition Aid and Freedom Venezuela. Sure. What is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow there's a lot happening. First of all, there is three major points where the humanitarian help is supposed to come in to Venezuela, and that is in Colombia, in Brazil, the border with Brazil, the border with Colombia, and from the Caribbean is Curaçao. Two things have happened so far. First, there's a lot of organization behind this in creating volunteers to manage the humanitarian help. Second, there is aid that is already in those points, in Colombia, in Brazil, and here we received a plane yesterday with more than 50 tons of medicines and food. And
from the Venezuelan community in Miami.
I would say from the Latin community, because there was a lot of Colombians and Brazilians and Cubans that helped. So that load in our case is in the storage right now in the facility, and it's going to the port tomorrow. We wanted to do it today, but there is a little tension in the government.
So I heard that trade unions were blocking the harbor. Is that correct?
That is correct. So this tonight is going to be a long night because we're trying to pressure that to change in many ways.
And you don't get support from the police to be able to...
It's more than the police. I think it's the government that it's a little afraid of letting us go to Venezuela this moment. Not that they want us to go, that they will want this help to reach Venezuela, but they don't want to do it tomorrow. So we're telling them that we are doing this and we're planning it.
Worldwide it's happening tomorrow.
Exactly. So I think Curaçao in the next hour should say, okay, we're going to help you. You can go. Because legally they can hold us because we're private. It's people. And we paid duties. We have everything.
It's not the American government.
No, it's people. So that means the government doesn't really have arguments to hold us. And we have asked them, well, let us go to Bonaire. That way you're not worried. We're going to Bonaire. In Bonaire, we decide to go to Venezuela.
That will happen tomorrow?
Yes, that's our plan. So we hope tonight or in the morning, very early hours, to get the green light. We're going to pressure for that because we can't wait to get the help there.
The border is closed officially, so we'll...
It isn't.
I tell you why.
I have with me the letter of President Guaido that says the border is not closed. And if we're recognizing him as a president, he's the authority that can close the border.
I can understand that from a philosophical point of view, of course. But from a practical point of view, the harbor of Bella di Coro, I can imagine that the National Guard will not allow you to come in.
I say to everyone, just give them hours. Because this is unfolding hour by hour, and you know it. There's already been important military that are turning to the other side. I think we're going to get a lot of surprises tomorrow. And this is going to start like, what do you call that? Like dominoes.
Yeah.
They're going to start falling. And the government doesn't have any support. You saw it today. Their concert didn't even show. And you can see the emotion of the Venezuelan people. I think this is a no way back. We just have to walk through it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tense. Because there's going to be the radicals like there
today,
is.
Today, two men were killed, shot by
from the tribes of the Pemones. And we're very sad about it because we've been saying this is no need for violence. What's crossing the borders is medicine. There's no weapons there, so it's a crime. And we hope that their dying is not in vain because we are trying to reach the people. So I think we're going to see a lot of history tomorrow, and I invite everyone to be there, to give us all their positive energy, because all the countries that are supporting is a beautiful thing, because they're supporting freedom and the right to help people. So I think we're going to have an interesting day tomorrow.
And Sunday?
Sunday? My hope is Sunday that we have a free Venezuela. If it's not Sunday, I'll give it a couple of days, but it's happening soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.